Be inspired.
Welcome to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt, international media celebrity, supermodel, and renowned beauty and lifestyle expert, as well as founder and CEO of Envelop Her, multimedia platform for women, and sought-after inspirational speaker on women's issues. You'll connect with Clarissa's super influencer celebrity friends and experts as they speak about health, wealth, beauty, lifestyle, business, the love of giving, and the love of living a model life. Now, here is Clarissa Burt.
Hey, everybody, it is Clarissa. We are back on this splendid Tuesday. Every week we are here at 11 o'clock PST. That's 2 o'clock on the East Coast. And I have a couple of updates for you that are very exciting. First off, I'm not on the road. No, I'm actually in Phoenix. I'm home. Yay. And it was a very fabulous time these last couple of weeks, as you all know. And I've got some other really great news. As soon as I get done with the show, I'm going to go pick up my very first book. Yay. It's here. It's it showed up, and it is called The Italian Gluten-Free Gastronomy Cookbook. So you can now have pizza and pasta and pane, which is bread. All Italians know that pane is bread. And so you can have that now for all you celiacs in the world and people that are eating gluten-free just because, or because they have a gluten intolerance, much like I do. I was rushed to the hospital many times and almost died. So I was happy to find that. That was the issue that I was having. So we've created this fabulous book with Rita Romano, and she's been on the show before, you know her. So excited to go pick up the book. Then this weekend, if you are in the Phoenix area, we're going to be at the Desert Foothills Library Block Party. So come on out on Sunday, March 25th from 1 to 4. And there's all kinds of great stuff, from music to food to me and my book and other local authors. So guys, come on out. You're going to want to go to the Desert Foothills Library. So that's dflaevents.org, or go to Eventbrite. You can find it there, Desert Foothills Library. Let's get started with the show, because as you know, every week I bring in some major superstars. And one of the things that I love talking about with my group, my community, my tribe, and you listeners is how to save money. I come from an era and a place where I really wasn't taught an awful lot about money. And I kind of had to find my way as I went. This week, we're going to be talking to two people. It's a dad and a daughter. I love dad and daughters. And they do work together. They collaborate on something really exciting. So you're going to want to go to collegeworksusa.com as you're following along to learn more about Larry Mazzi. Hello, Larry.
Hello, Clarissa.
And Monica Amadio. She is also the co-founder of Earning Social and CollegeWorks USA, as is Larry. We got something here called Quantum Cash as well. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hi, Clarissa. Thanks for having us. We're so excited to join you.
Yeah, I know.
Congratulations on the cookbook also.
Oh, thank you. Well, you're a couple of good Italians. I know you'll appreciate
it. Yeah, with celiac, so we can't wait to get it, actually.
Oh, awesome. That's awesome. That's good to know. You're a couple of my Jersey buddies, too, because we're homies from Jersey. And, you know, I love my Italian community because I lived in Italy for 30 years. But with that having been said, let's get to the issue, which is something that I was a little bit shocked, quite frankly, to find out. I had always heard about the national student debt crisis, but I had no idea, Larry and Monica, that we were talking about $1.5 trillion that burdens basically 40 million people here in the U.S. That's alarming, guys. That's really
indeed
scary. Who wants to talk
it
to
is
this first? Give me some more stats. Let's take a deeper dive into the actual issue and the problem.
Okay, so the $1.5 trillion is something that burdens nearly 40 million of us. And so this debt that we carry delays so many things, so many life choices. So, and that's just for those of us that are on the other side of college that have already incurred the debt, that are facing the payments, $600, $700, $800 or more per month.
Right.
So we're looking at young families that, you know, have kids or want to have kids that are working more than one job. I'm thinking of our friend, I'll use the name Darcy, although that's not her real name. And she works a full-time job, has two fantastic boys, and she started her own online business just to try to make her $800 per month loan payment, and that doesn't even touch her principal. So these are really heartbreaking stories that are causing people to wait on real estate, on car payments, on vacations with family, on memory making. And that's on the other side, those that already have it.
I'm assuming also, and anybody can answer these questions, by the way, but I'm assuming also that this is a huge deterrent for people that are even thinking about stepping up and getting an education. You know, on the other side is, how am I going to pay this off?
Yes. So if a little bit of background on me personally, my story is that I've been a high school teacher for 15 years in teaching IT,
God love you,
technology,
Monica. God
as
love
well
you.
As financial literacy, right? Yeah. So we all need more teachers that really care about our students. And so many great people work with me. And these students have, I'll give you a little bit of population story here, demographics about my student population. And that is that more than 55% of them qualify for free and reduced lunch. So this is a struggling population in a county that has been ranked number one in the country for home foreclosures 18 months in a row. So this population knows what it means to pay or to not be able to pay, but yet be so talented and to struggle with qualifying for education and knowing they deserve it and they've worked hard for it and not being able to make the down payment. It's a devastating situation for so many families that are seeking a solution. Yeah. And the good news is that we have a platform that can literally help these families.
Which is exactly where I wanted to go. I wanted to set it up so that we understood exactly what the debt is. Because if, you know, like, for example, I was never married, never had children. I don't really know what's going out there as far as student loans are concerned. And I wanted to make sure that everybody understood that this is really an epidemic, kind of. This is epic proportions, right? So We've established that it's an issue, huge issue, and that it's a deterrent, and not only, but can be really devastating, as you said, for a lot of families. Then you and Dad came together and said, you know what, we're gonna come up with a solution. So I want to hear all about that, Larry. Why don't you step up a minute and tell me what that conversation with Monica sounded like from the outset?
Thank you, Clarissa. Yeah, Monica is really the champion of this cause, and she had a real personal commitment to trying to solve it. And as you know, Clarissa, from my background, I've been involved in real estate development and marketing of real estate, major projects. And I've always looked at a development project as a whole bunch of problems, and then you have to come up with the solutions.
Right.
So that being said, the solution to the college debt crisis is very simple, and it's based on actually a real estate principle I learned many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. And that is, if you have enough revenue, free cash flow coming in, sort of like rent from a property,
right,
to cover the mortgage, then that's considered a good investment, right? Mm-hmm. However, when people graduate from college, they have the mortgage. It's really a pile of college loans, and they don't have the deed. They don't have the income to carry it. So we've created a platform called CollegeWorks USA, and it's supported by Earning Social, which is 2,000 major companies and retailers and online marketers that provide support in the way of funding for people who drive customers to their businesses. And it's a platform that can enable a student to earn enough money in a passive format to cover their loan payments. So the debt service, meaning the loan payments, has to be covered by cash flow. So we teach the students cash flow greater than debt service equals financial freedom. We can't take a big magic eraser and wipe out $1.5 trillion. That would collapse a lot of banks and lenders and you name it. That's not the solution. It's too big. But we can solve it one student at a time on a mass marketing basis, where they're all empowered to earn a monthly income that is residual and, quite frankly, follows them when they graduate.
Wow.
So,
okay, so walk us through the steps, Monica. How did you, so there's a student, they're listening now, like, wow, I'm really interested in this. I wonder, like, how do I get started? What's the first step for somebody listening? Or a parent, by the way. Now, wait a minute, before you answer that, You guys have partnered up with some major retailers. I mean, you can take a look on the site and see that every major retailer on the planet is collaborating here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is really, so I mean, from Target to Walmart to Best Buy to Macy's to Office Max and Penny's, you guys, okay, so somebody comes in and what they do is they buy through your site, they buy what they want from those retailers, and in that way, through that transaction, they make money. Am I correct when I say that?
That's correct. In other words, the retailers are very, very competitive, and they realize their marketing officers know that the advertising dollars that they're spending collectively in the billions of dollars are not measurable, right? If they put up a billboard, they don't know if somebody saw the billboard and bought their product. Mm-hmm. But if they market online, they know exactly who bought, when they bought, what they bought. So now the chief marketing officers of these major corporations are reallocating their advertising dollars to reward the people, i.e. the students and millennials, et cetera, and anybody mm-hmm. who brings customers, who refers customers or invites customers to mm-hmm. Our earning social platform. Mm-hmm. So they're just redirecting advertising dollars. But here's what it means. It's big dollars. It's major dollars that they're pushing making available to the students.
Meaning? Could you take a deeper dive on that?
Well, yeah. Like, you know that Visa and MasterCard are trillion-dollar businesses, right? And they operate on a what's called an interchange rate of about 2%. It's actually less than that. So 2% of every transaction. And quite frankly, that's split up like four or five different ways between banks and the people who acquire the accounts are called the acquirers. Then there's the issuing bank that issues the card. So all that 2% is divided up, and it's still a trillion-dollar pool of money. Wow. However, with Earning Social, the margin that's available to the students is anywhere from 3 to 18%. Some are higher, but we're going to say it's an average of 6 or 7%. That's three or four times larger than what the credit card companies are able to pull out of every transaction. And this is money that's being pushed back by the merchants in order to get customers and reward them for shopping at their stores. Now, the important thing is that if you shop at Macy's, and millions of people do, you don't have to shop somewhere else, because at Earning Social, you are shopping at Macy's. And at Bed Bath & Beyond, you are shopping at Bed Bath & Beyond. It's just through the Earning Social link,
platform,
and we have a mobile app that tracks it, and it's just very cool.
You know what? I'm going to have to go to break. That's how quickly that first segment went, everybody. So just hang tight, Larry and Monica. We've got more questions coming up for you, everybody. I know that you're as fascinated as I am to learn a little bit more about how you can be making money, saving money, and paying down your student debt, which is a pretty huge endeavor, as I understand it. Do not go away, everybody. We are going to be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed, by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
Are you ready for provocative discussions with some of today's most powerful movers and shakers? Tune in to The Art of Significance, featuring Dan Clark, the modern-day Napoleon Hill, who interviews the wealthiest, most successful celebrities and business leaders on the planet who are using their influence to change the world. From authors to entertainers, sports figures, educators to military leaders, Dan covers multiple topics. Tune in every Monday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Change starts here. Change starts now. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Yep, we're back in the limelight with Larry Mazzi and Monica Maddio, two fabulous Italians living in New Jersey. Yay, those are my homies. But they're doing something really extraordinary out there, and they are helping an awful lot of students pay down their college debt in a really cool way. Go to, again, go to collegeworksusa.com, everybody. You can learn a lot more there. But we're going to ask them some more questions as it is. So, okay, anybody can answer again. So I'm just going to throw these questions out. First of all, how much can a student potentially earn? And how is this different than other cashback programs?
Two great questions, Clarissa. I'll jump in on the first one and just talk about expectations for earning. So we can't guarantee anyone's earning, what anyone's earnings would be, of course, but we know from our college students that $100 a month would be awesome, $200 a month would be amazing, and $500 would be life-changing. And that's for students that are in college. For anybody that has children in college knows that as well, I'm sure, is paying that much. We did multiple focus groups at Rowan University and found that out. And it's quite doable, frankly, based on the number of people that they all have on social media. So they would be ambassadors for us and our partner brands on social media, and through that would earn this additional revenue. We have plenty of revenue models that show that that is certainly a doable amount.
So, Larry, how is it different than another cashback program? Because, you know, they exist, they're out there, but how's this one different?
Oh, that's great, this question. You know why? Because I've talked to a lot of these young folks, and I see, the way, is Facebook paying you? Is Twitter paying you? Is Instagram paying you for your social capital? And they're saying, what's social capital? And I said, it's all your connections, you know, in the social media world. And all these companies are billion-dollar companies, and they're using and selling that capital, you know, the connections. But the students aren't earning. So along comes Monica and me helping her, right? Earning Social is a social shopping platform that actually conducts crowd shopping. We've actually trademarked that term, crowd shopping, so that makes it different. But we pay the students based on their social network. So when they invite their friends, and this is why you need an inviter's code when you join.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, if anybody goes to the collegeworksusa.com website, they should enter an inviter's code. And I would suggest they use code 242. Real simple, 242. Who invited you? What's the inviter's code? Put in 242. And we'll know that you came from Clarissa's show.
Awesome.
But the reality is, a student, if they were just using a normal cashback site, right? And I don't want to drop names because we don't want to down anybody else. But if somebody's earning 5% cash back based on their spending, in order to earn $50, a student would go belly up real fast because they'd have to spend $1,000 to earn 50, okay?
Wow.
With earning social, they could spend 50 and earn 1,000.
Oh, wow.
We just flipped the whole model upside down. Now, how's that possible? It's because the resources that are coming from the merchants and retailers is being applied from an entire social universe. And it's just an amazing thing that the algorithms are there, the platforms are built. And it's, we sort of liken it to pay it forward rewards because people are helping each other.
Hey, Monica,
look,
let me ask you this.
That's what the millennials are all about.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. What happens, Monica, what happens when a student graduates? And can parents use CollegeWorks USA?
Absolutely. Yes to both. So when the good news is for college graduates is that residual income, that reward follows them after they graduate. So the people they invite, the shopping that happens, stays with them long after they graduate. In fact, and parents can use it. When we were in a meeting with the president of a university in New Jersey, and he jumped up in the meeting and went to the whiteboard and drew a picture, a stick figure picture of a couple, a young couple, and said, "You mean this couple graduates from our university, and they have a child, and they can use your platform to save for a 529 plan without taking money out of their salary? And every time they shop or their family shop, something funds their 529 plan." And we said, "Sure, certainly. Right. Of course, they can use the money however they like."
You know, right, but can they continue to use it once they have graduated?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
that's
indeed awesome.
Now, let me ask you another question. The inverse question is, can high school kids start to use it before they even, like, step into college? Is that doable?
So that's my sweet spot, of course, is the high school demographic. It would be their parents that would enroll, because you need to be 18 in order to have an active account.
But that's very cool. So listen, here's another question I want to ask you, Monica. I know that you went and you testified before the New Jersey Governor's Committee on College Affordability. Kind of wondering what happened there. Are you getting some open ears? Are you getting, are there some difficulties in getting people to listen to you?
Oh, yes. No, we had very open ears. The college, we were invited by the president of the university to go to, like you said, testify to the Governor's Commission, and we sat before nine university presidents and in a formal hearing and gave our testimony, which is online, and it was very well received. I mean, the more than one university president and the president of the New Jersey Chamber of Commerce insisted that we provide testimony at that event. It was, they felt so strongly about it and really believe in our program.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think the reception to this, Clarissa, is going to be really amazing. Monica and I just yesterday attended a major event in Philadelphia, and it was hosted by an organization that is really the largest collegiate entrepreneurs organization in the world. And the president of that organization is a friend or colleague, and he invited both Monica and I to be judges. And it's a phenomenal experience, but in addition to judging, we get to have lunch with literally a dozen kids at a table, but there's hundreds of students in this competition. So as we're just mingling, they're saying, well, what's Quantum Cash and what's CollegeWorks?
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Well, why don't you tell
they're
us?
Like,
that's,
really?
Wait,
never
that's
heard of anything
of great
like
questions.
This. This is phenomenal.
Because Larry, let me touch upon that a second, because that's really great. So tell me then, what is the difference between CollegeWorks USA, what is Earning Social, and what is Quantum Cash? Because there are three separate things going on here, and I want to make sure everybody's really clear about what they are.
That's a great question. Thank you. So Quantum Cash is the parent company, and it's like the super database that tracks all of the people in a person's social universe. Now, it's only done when people join. It's not like Big Brother spying on anybody. It's simply a database that manages and tracks the invited people, just like Facebook does, right? And then Earning Social is, figure it like a giant shopping mall. And when you go to a shopping mall, you don't have 2,000 stores there, right? You might have 100. That would be a big mall. But 2,000 stores would be a massive mall. You'd need a golf cart to get around. So we built this shopping portal in the sky, virtual. And those 2,000 merchants reward everybody who shops. And it goes through Quantum Cash, and then we pay the students. Now, you asked about, can parents do this? Yes, they don't have to be a CollegeWorks member. They can be an Earning Social member. It's basically the same thing. But we position CollegeWorks USA as an organization that's a benefit company that can go out and get sponsorship in addition to these merchants. We can go to, let's say we approach Walmart, because they are the big sponsor of the event we were at yesterday, Walmart and Sam's. Well, they love leading college students because they need to find great employees and managers for the future. So we're looking to find sponsors who will actually increase the amount of money that's available for students. So CollegeWorks is simply the marketing channel to help the students get out of debt, and it comes with financial literacy tools that teach the students the things that they weren't taught in college or even high school.
That's really cool. Well, first of all, I was born in Philadelphia, so that's just the first thing that came to my thought on my head when you said Philadelphia. Guys, we've got a couple of minutes left. This is an extraordinary platform. I'm really excited to be able to say also that I'm going to be collaborating in some way, shape, or form with you. We've got a couple of ideas on the table that we won't talk about yet, but we do have a couple of ideas as to how we can best collaborate. We've got a couple minutes left. What is it that you guys need right now? So universities, students, how does a student become an ambassador on campus? You know, let's leave everybody with some action tasks.
Well, the first action it depends who we're talking to. So if you're a big company CEO, get on our website or email us, email Monica at, Monica at Macy Marketing. And just say, I want to be a sponsor. Clarissa, that's the biggest thing. The more corporate sponsors we can have, the better.
Sure.
And for the students, it's real simple. They can just go on the website at collegeworksusa.com and click on the little link up in the upper right-hand corner. It says join. And then they'll join. They need to enter that that number, the code, inviter's code, 242. And then they're in. They're a member. Now, they can search around. They'll get a really cool dashboard. There'll be things that teach them how it works. We're not going to go into all the details of how it works. But there's a video gallery. There's all sorts of things, income calculators. And there's something called Invite Me Fast. And they'll learn how to use that to invite other people. It's very cool.
Okay. All right.
And that's basically it. People join and just tell their friends and then
tell their friends
and promote
to do the same. Right. Tell their friends to do the same, which is really cool. Okay, so those are a couple of action. We got one more minute until the show's over. What do you guys want to leave everybody with? Monica, I see that you're down at Stockton University. You've got your doctoral degree in organizational leadership from Stockton University. Is that Stockton State?
It was Richard Stockton State College, yes.
I went there.
New Jersey.
I went there.
And
just I only went for a very short time in 1978 before I decided I was going to fly off to Europe and become a model and do other things. But yeah, I was down there for a little while too. It's way the heck down there on the turnpike or whatever that was. I was up and back on. But anyway, okay, last minute. We got a couple of seconds left. So any other parting words for collegeworksusa.com, everybody? We've been talking to Larry Mazzi and to Monica Amadio. Monica, tell us your email again, address again, because I wasn't quite sure I understood it.
Sure. Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, I'm going to use quantumcash.com. So Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, at quantumcash.com. Monica at quantumcash.com.
Okay, so we really do.
And, or they can reach us through collegeworksusa.com.
That's awesome. So any questions or any comments, I'm sure parents or any student has, they can get with you and you'll be happy to answer them. So that's exciting. Guys, we're at the end of the interview. Thanks so much for being on. I love the work you all are doing and I'm sure we'll be hearing from an awful lot of students coming up here soon.
Thank you. It was an honor,
Clarissa.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
All right. Everybody, we have been in the limelight. We have another extraordinary guest coming up right after this break. So do not go away.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Would you like to make more money, help more people, and have more fun? Tune in to Noah St. John's Money Mindset and Marketing Mastery Show because you'll discover the money, mindset, and marketing skills that will help you create the abundant lifestyle you desire. As an international keynote speaker, best-selling author, and thought leader, Noah helps business owners increase their income, influence, and impact. So tune in to Noah St. John's Money Mindset and Marketing Mastery Show, live every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
It's time to unlock some of the best-kept secrets in health, wealth, and happiness. Are you ready to live your life to the fullest and hear insider tips from today's experts? Then tune in to The Forbes Factor with celebrity TV host and inspirational icon, Forbes Riley. She's a best-selling author and TV fitness expert, and you know her from QVC and HSN. Now she brings her expert advice and guests to the Voice America Influencers Channel. Tune in live every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for The Forbes Factor. We guarantee it will be the best hour of your week. Do you believe that being fit is difficult? Do you think it requires turning in your favorite comfort foods for boring chicken and broccoli and spending hours in a gym? It doesn't. Tune into Have It All with Devin Alexander. Devin and her guest experts will show you how you can have it all at any age, from relationships to money to thinking bigger than you've ever imagined. Devin will fast-track your goals to yummy reality. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Everybody, we are back in the limelight. We've got another extraordinary guest, but before I bring him on, I want to say thank you to A-Rod down in the studio in Arizona, Phoenix, in the house. This guy makes me sound every week better than I probably am. Where's my woot woot? Woot woot. There he is. He's down there, and I thank you for everything that you do every week. We are going to be bringing on another. Another guest, everybody, another super influencer, someone that I have never met in person, but that you are going to be really, really happy that I'm bringing on the show, because he is a best-selling author. He's a spiritual life and business coach. He's a professional speaker, and he teaches us how to make permanent changes in our life and to get rid of all of that negative energy and all of the destructive patterns that all of us have, thanks to our imprints along the way. Joe Nunziata, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You are so welcome. You know, as I was doing my research on you today, I really loved watching your videos. Everybody, joenunz.com, joenunz.com to follow along and learn a little bit more. He is extraordinary. And I was watching his videos today so that I knew a little bit about Joe before we got on the show. I really love the piece, Joe, where you equate our brains and our patterns and our imprints to the operating system that we have to update on our computers. Can you talk a little bit to that?
Yeah. So I think of it as an emotional operating system, because we're all working like a computer to a degree, because we have emotional operating systems that were given to us through a series of things, including DNA, karma, how you grew up, your parents, the whole shebang. And then it's funny, because I always make a joke when I speak, because I say, you know, when your computer needs an update or your phone needs an update, you like frantically say, I have to get the most updated software. But we don't do any emotional upgrades on ourselves. And most people are operating with the emotional system that they had from when they were 5, 6, 7 years old, and they never got out of it, which is why they keep recreating a lot of problems. So we have to upgrade ourselves all the time and continue to emotionally, not mentally, but emotionally upgrade, so we can change our energy and then begin to create changes externally in the real world.
Right. So, okay, so take us back to a little bit. You were born in Brooklyn. Your dad was a police detective. Your mom was a conservative thinker, as you know, you like to say. Let's take it back. Like, where, how and when did you realize? I mean, I want to take you back because I want to understand why it was and what drove you to want to learn how to change patterns in people's lives. So what were some of the patterns that you had noticed early onset that needed some work?
Well, you know, I don't think it was early. I think I was kind of, my dad died when I was 12 on the job, which was obviously a traumatic incident. It shifted my energy to become more of like a very serious, I was more serious anyway as a kid, but really serious and then feeling like I needed to go out and work and make money and be successful and help the family.
Right.
So I was very stuck in that identity of that's what I'm supposed to do. I ended up going bankrupt twice by 30. Before the second bankruptcy, I was in my late 20s, and I just was frustrated because I didn't understand why everything I did didn't work. And even though I didn't go to college, I read a lot of books. I went to seminars. I was very invested in learning and improving myself and setting goals and doing all this stuff, and nothing was working. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't understand why this isn't working. I'm following everything exactly. I'm going and getting trained, and I'm doing all this work. So that led me to say, well, there's something else that I must have missed. That led me into actually therapy first, and then therapy led me into the energy and the metaphysical work, which was deeper and saying, okay, it's not about what you're doing. It's about your emotional makeup. That's where the change has to take place. So my really motivation was failure and struggle.
Yeah. Gosh, I know I'm relating it right now because I absolutely have had the same process. Why am I, continue to choose the same guy? He looks different. He comes packaged different. But why is it all right? It's true, Joe. You know, I mean,
absolutely
in relationships,
true, yeah.
Especially in our romantic life as well, in our business life as well, as our social, all that stuff. And I too have realized patterns. Without a doubt, I got it this time and I'm never going to make that mistake again. And boom, baby, I make that mistake again. So to your point, there's so much more that has to be done, needs to be done, and can be done in order to break those negative patterns. So what do we do? Where do we start? How do we start down that path? Apart from working with you.
The first step to me for everybody is you have to be aware of what your pattern is and what it's really a cycle of energy. In karma work, we call it the karmic wheel. So what it means is I'm stuck on this wheel of behavior and I'm stuck on this wheel of energy that I keep repeating. So I have to be aware of it and I have to acknowledge that, I'm creating this based on my own emotions and things that I'm holding on to. So that's where the big shift really takes place when people realize they're the ones creating it. So they have to come out of the victim energy, which is where people are stuck because they want to say, well, I'm not meeting nice guys. Well, I'm not getting a break. Well, things aren't going my way. Instead of saying, I'm actually creating this based on my feelings, my emotions, and my belief system, until they cross over to that space and say, I'm empowered. I can't be a victim anymore. No change could take place until you get there.
Okay. Well, okay. And so I agree, and I wouldn't know, in my own, I'm talking about my own personal, and I'm sure a lot of people are relating to the same things that you're talking about and the things that I've been through. I wouldn't know personally, Joe, how to take that next step. I get it. I'm aware. I know what the patterns are. I get all that. But energetically, I'm not quite sure I would know how to move from point A to point B and to make sure that indeed that pattern was broken and will never happen again.
Okay, so here's what you have to do. So the first thing we do is we say, I have this pattern, I have this cycle, whatever you want to call it, going on. Mm-hmm. Now what I have to do is identify the emotion connected to that. So for example, for me, I was struggling and failing. So the emotion connected for me to that feeling was the feeling of being disappointed and also others being disappointed in me because I was not doing a good job. So I had to accept, I feel like I'm failing. Now you have to understand, I'm doing everything opposite
right.
to be successful, but I don't feel that. I'm actually, my real true feeling was, I'm a failure, I'm a loser. At that moment, I have to embrace that and say, okay, that's how I feel right now. I need to accept it so I can dissolve it and let it go. But it's counterintuitive to what we learn, because if you go to someone like I did, and I'm working hard, and I'm saying, listen, I'm struggling. I don't know what's going on. I feel like I'm not doing the right thing. And people say, oh, no, you're a great person. You're working hard. You're wonderful. That was not what I needed to hear. What I needed to hear was, you feel like a loser. Go feel that so you could move forward. But it's difficult for us because we didn't learn that that's what we're supposed to do. So whatever you're feeling is creating the vibration. You need to get to identify what that feeling is so that we could go forward.
Right. I love, first of all, on your website, you have a series here of different events that you are speaking at and that people can come and hear you do the work that you do. I love the name of some of your books, which are numerous. You must write from morning to night, Joe. I mean, for all this,
I'm streaky. I write in streaks. But
so, Chasing Your Life. Break Chasing Your Life down a little bit. What does that mean?
Well, that's my book that just came out. So, Chasing Your Life is really about what creates problems for us is we're chasing after stuff that we were taught we're supposed to be getting to become who we think we're supposed to be. So. Mm-hmm. I actually use my father's story because my father was a gifted baseball player as a kid. He was the youngest of 12 kids, and his mother never paid attention to him because by 12 kids, forget it. You know, you can't.
That's a good Italian Catholic family.
Really, that was old school. So, for him, he was chasing his mother's attention, and he was a baseball player. That didn't work out. He becomes a cop. Because he thinks if he becomes a cop, she'll finally give him attention. And he just keeps chasing stuff until he chases himself into a situation that, for him, ended up costing him his life. But So what I want people to understand is we're all doing this on some level. We're chasing the relationship. We're chasing health. We're chasing
money.
We're
success.
Chasing status. We're chasing whatever we believe is going to be the thing that is going to make us happy. And it creates a very vicious cycle of pain. So what I really want people to do is to get off the wheel and stop chasing after stuff because there is no winning that game because there's always something else to chase. Now, it doesn't mean you shouldn't go out and do things and accomplish things and share things with your life, but it's the feeling of I'm trying to get this thing that I believe or I've been taught is going to make me happy and that every time you get there, you're disappointed because it doesn't work, and then you move on to the next one. And most people, unfortunately, in the third dimension, in the physical world, spend their lives in that wheel.
Right. And so if somebody gets off the wheel, Joe, how many times, and I don't know, so I don't mean this at all facetiously, how many people have you worked with that have actually gotten off the wheel? I mean, they really did the work and were happy, or they found that life came to them with more ease, joy, and glory than when they were on the wheel. I mean, do you understand the question?
Because I would say a lot, but at different levels. So I'm going to say very few, I would say, got to the mountaintop where they really got to that feeling of enlightenment, of really disconnecting from the physical world and being at a very high, which is really the ultimate level to get to, and that takes a lot of work and time, something I've been working on for a long period of time. But I've had thousands of people, and I get emails and calls from people all the time who are feeling better and moving in a progression toward that peaceful space because they're more aware and they're making better decisions and they're letting go of these emotional feelings. So I don't look at it as a zero-sum game here where it's like, you got to get all the way over here because in life, as long as we're here, we will always meet other challenges and other emotions and other things to deal with. Even enlightened masters, as long as they're here in the physical world, they are still encountering human issues and emotions. So it's unfair to do that to people. I just say, keep moving forward, and you're going to be happier and happier and more peaceful as you go forward. It doesn't mean you'll never have another problem or an issue or something to deal with, because that's really why we're here.
Everybody, you've been listening to Joe Nunziata, spiritual life and business coach. Some really fascinating interview here. We're going to have him all the way up until the end of the show, so do not go away as we go to break. We are going to be right back.
Hear the stories. Be motivated. Be inspired. Join us today. Voice America Influencers.
Do you feel shackled to your business? Do you feel that there is no room for anything else, like a personal life, family, fun? Did you know that there is another way? Listen for The Unshackled Life with hosts Aaron Scott Young and Michelle Pearson Young. They'll discuss what helps your business work better for you so that you get to have a life. Aaron Young has been starting and running companies for over 30 years. It's time for you to finally have the time, money, and freedom that you've always wanted. The Unshackled Life, Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Influencers.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Everybody, we are back with Joe Nunziata. And Joe, as I told you in break, you know, I lived in Italy for 30 years, and I'm sure you know because you've been told along the way, but Nunziata comes from annunziata, which basically is from announcement. You know that, right?
Absolutely. I love the way you say it, because in the U.S. they say, people say Nunziata, but when I go to Italy, they say Nunziata. That's the way you're supposed to say.
So, you know, every once in a while, I love to brag about my 30 years in Italy, and especially with my Italian guests. And so there you are, Joe Nunziata, everybody.
Very
Joe
good.
Is announcing his work to us in this interview, which I find to be extremely fascinating. I want to really kind of understand, Joe, when you realized that your patterns needed to be broken and that all this negative energy was sort of engulfing your life, why did you turn to energetic work?
Well, because it kind of progressed. I started with therapy, like I said, which was the mental aspect of it, but that wasn't deep enough. So then I started to learn more about metaphysical principles and energy principles, because mm-hmm. the real power was in the emotion, which is what drives the energy. So that's what led me from understanding psychology, which I spent a lot of years learning about your mind and how your mind works, which was very good. But mm-hmm. even that was almost like there was another piece, and the energy is based on emotion. So I had to understand my feelings and emotions, and that's what took me to that deeper level.
Right. I love the name of your other book. You've got quite a few books, as I mentioned before, Karma Buster. I love the name of the book, Heal Yourself and Create the life that you were meant to live. And we've sort of touched upon that, but how does one know what life they were meant to live?
Well, your life, what you were meant to do is coded to your DNA. So what I always say to people is you have things that you're good at that you're supposed to be doing, but depending on how you grew up, it depended on if that was encouraged or not. So let's say you were a good artist, but your family were, you know, construction mm-hmm. workers. Mm-hmm. They're not going to say to you, yeah, you know, you should go be an artist, because they're going to say you can't make money doing that. Go be a construction
right.
worker. So most people did not grow up in an environment that cultivated their gifts or skills, and we ended up doing something that we weren't supposed to do. So the first thing really is to say, what is it that I really want to do? I don't think most people ask themselves. I think they just, you know, got out into the world, started working, making some money. The next thing you know, you're got a place you have to pay for, and then maybe you get married, maybe you have kids, and all of a sudden you have all this responsibility, and now you wake up and you're, you know, 45 years old, and you say, well, what am I doing? So this is where people have to kind of take a step back and say, well, what is it that I feel? See, it's back to the emotion that I feel is something that emotionally gets me going. Mm-hmm. And also, you will notice in your DNA, you have the skill set to do the work easily. Doesn't mean you don't have to work at it, but it will come to you easily.
Right.
So like
Without
I look
doubt.
At myself, certain things that I can do very easily. And people say, oh my God, you can get up in front of people and you can do this and you can do that.
Yeah.
But that comes easy to me. But don't ask me to screw in a light bulb, because that doesn't come easy to me.
I have some great Italian jokes about screwing in light bulbs, Joe, but let's take that offline. I really do. You just brought them flooding right back. That's a riot. And I totally agree with you. I mean, you know, I was Mary Poppins in the kindergarten play. Everybody knew I was going to be on stage or have a microphone in front of me in some way, shape, or form. And in effect, when I was living in Italy, I worked on live television there for years. So I love people. I love the connection. I love the attention, let's face it. And I love being able to work and talk and live and connect in a live audience world. It's just what I love to do. You've got another book out. By the way, everybody, I'm on joenunz.com, joenunz.com/products. That's where I am. I'm taking a look at the fabulous names he's come up with for his book, Spiritual Selling. Wow. Give me a little bit more of a background on what spiritual selling is, how to use the attractor sales system to create abundance in your business.
So spiritual, I actually, my background after whatever I was doing, I ended up in sales because I always liked talking and dealing with people and presenting. So I ended up in sales for many, many years.
I would have never known, Joe. I would have never
You would have never thought that. So I was a sales trainer. I still do sales training. I still do all this kind of work as well. And as I was learning this work, I had already been very deeply entrenched in the business world. And I said, well, these principles are counter to a lot of what I'm learning here in the business world, because the business world back at that book came out in 2007, and I was living in New York at that time. People thought I had lost my mind, but because they said spiritual selling, you're crazy. But I realized, I said, well, these principles are counter to what I'm learning in my jobs, which is go out, get the money, screw everybody over, whatever I wanted you to do.
Yeah, so back in the day, that's what selling was, right?
That's what and I hate to say this, but I go work with a lot of companies. It still is what a lot of companies are doing. So I still see it every single day.
They mask things a little differently now. But yeah, I tend to agree with you. But go ahead. Sorry.
The baseline is, they kind of use a couple of different terminologies. But at the end of the day, the baseline is the same. So I said, well, if these are universal spiritual energy principles, they should work in everything. So then I just started to apply those principles to business and sales, and then that's kind of how the genesis of spiritual selling came to be. And then I started teaching people how to do that in their companies, the people who are open to it. And I will tell you, a lot of people were terrified of that concept because they couldn't understand how it's like an oxymoron, spiritual and selling, putting that in the same sentence. But that's kind of how that got started.
Yeah. I know you work with executives, you work with entrepreneurs and even stay-at-home moms. So you're kind of straight across the board. It's energy is energy, right? No matter what station of life you are, no matter what race, creed, and where you were born, all that sort of thing. Can you give me an example of someone that you've worked with that, without names, but just, this comes to mind that I know I made a huge difference in their lives from where they started with me to where, where they are now after working with me.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, one is the story of a woman I worked with a long time ago, actually right when around the time spiritual selling, right actually before that book came out. She was a financial planner, and of course a woman in that industry going back to that time, which we're talking early 2000s, and she was going into that industry, very smart, if super intelligent, Ivy League woman, but was very intimidated about selling and getting in front of people and talking, was really, had a lot of issues. And as I started working with her, she had a lot of her issues. She actually called me so I could teach her how to present, do a sales presentation. And we ended up going, of course, in a different direction. And she had a lot of emotional issues with her mom and issues of feeling incompetent. And here's a person incredibly accomplished. So for this person to feel incompetent, who went to Ivy League, who was brilliant, who had passed all these tests. So, she was afraid to talk to people. And long story short, where she ended up is incredible. She has been on MSNBC, CNBC. She's been in the New York Times. She's been in the Wall Street Journal. She's married. She's got a couple of kids. She had a tremendously successful business. She started a nonprofit for women to make them financially literate. So here's a person who went from this terrified or this scared feeling to this incredible blossoming into her true self, which is really who she really was.
The whole, I could never, right? I could never get on stage. I could never speak in front of people. I just get, that must be so, so satisfying for you to watch,
amazing.
That happen.
And I will tell you, the smallest little things, when people tell me, today I'll get an email from somebody say, today I did this instead of this and it really made my day better. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a gigantic leap. So, those little messages that I get every day are incredible. And we do a monthly group out here in California where we get together once a month. I do a presentation here on this. We call it Spiritual Saturday. We do it here in Orange County. And, the same people come, month after month, and they'll talk to me. I did this and I made this adjustment and this is what happened. It's just these little, people look at it as a giant leap, but it's the little daily adjustment that makes the big difference.
Joe, I wanted to, before we got about 30 seconds left in the show, I want everybody to know how to find you. I know that you can go to joenunz.com. They can find you there, but did you want to leave an email perchance?
Yeah, it's Joe Nunziata. Obviously, joenunz.com is a great site to go. And if you go there and click on events, tomorrow night I'm doing a spiritual selling 2.0 webinar for free. So if you want to learn more about that, you can find out about that tomorrow night.
That's awesome. And the next time I'm in California, I'm going to look you up and we're going to go have some coffee and you can fix my life.
Wow. We don't know. I empower you. I don't fix it.
Okay. And you can empower my life. All right. Joe, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks so much for your time. Everybody, we are back. Same day, same time, and same A-Rod this time next week. So go out again. Go out again, everybody. Just like I say every week, go out and make a difference in somebody's life. Today, we're going to talk to you real soon. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight. Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.